Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Blue 42, set, play!
Duval, baby! Hey, hey, everybody, it's Andrew, and welcome to episode 139 of the Jaguar Podcast. In this episode, I'll be doing, of course, a pregame analysis of the matchup between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the LA Chargers. So let's get into it. Before we start, as always, subscribe to the channel. For our returning subscribers, hit that bell button to get alerts for the newest content. All right, so let's get into it. The Jags versus the Chargers. This, as always, like I said, could be a rough game if the Jaguars don't show up. I think we could have an upset. My wife thinks there may be actually an upset, and the Jaguars possibly win this game. And I believe her. I want to believe in the positive vibes here. She was on the stream last week when we were live streaming our reactions to the Lions, even though it was a stinky game. We had a lot of fun doing it, so we'll be doing another live stream of the Jags versus the Chargers on Sunday, 4:25. Come join us on YouTube or Podbean. We'll be doing an audio stream there as well, and stop by, have some fun. We'll have some laughs. We'll react and watch the Jags versus Chargers. You know, the Jags are 9-point dogs in this game. But I think the Jags can pull away with a win. You know, Justin Herbert's a rookie quarterback, and if we somehow manage to get pressure on him, he may make some mistakes. You know, we got to be physical. You know, we got to, you know, make tackles. And we got to get pressure on Herbert, have him make mistakes. We got to stop the run. Austin Eckler, you know, he's a threat there. And I think we need to blitz. We'll have Josh Allen back for this game, so that'll be a plus. And Miles Jack, I don't know, he'll be questionable. So I don't know if we're going to have him back. There's some, actually a lot of defensive players that are going to, you know, potentially not be in this game. Avery Jones is questionable. Jared Wilson will be questionable. So we may see some... we may see some different players out there in the secondary, possibly Daniel Thomas. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. We'll probably see, you know, Devon Hamilton rather, out there. We saw him a little bit in the game against the Lions. I believe he had a penalty, like a offsides penalty. But, you know, he's getting better. He's getting reps. So that'll be good. And hopefully we get, you know, pressure on Herbert and, you know, force him to make mistakes. You know, if we don't get pressure, if we don't cover well in the secondary, it could be bad. It could be a dumpster fire. And I hope that's not the case, because, you know, I just want to see the Jaguars win. Just like any of our other diehard Jaguars fans, you know, we need a win right now. We need some sort of you know, bring me back to you know, a win or some sort of uplifting, you know, game, because it's really been tough. Josh Lambeau will be returning for this game. Hopefully, we'll be coming off IR, so that'll be a good thing. We'll be able to actually make extra points and like 32-yard field goals, hopefully. So that'll be a nice thing. I'm hoping Gardner Minshew has a better game, hoping that we can protect him from the LA defense. And I'm hoping he makes, you know, better decisions in this game.
Just hardened balls, man, hardened balls.
You know, I'm wearing my Minshew jersey, so you know, I'm a Minshew fan, and I still believe in him. And I think he can win this game. But you know, we got to be consistent in terms of our play calling as well. It just didn't seem like we were very consistent with going with either run or pass in our last game against the Lions. And I felt like we should have gone to James Robinson maybe a little bit more, but it just didn't seem like we were calling good plays against the Lions, playing conservatively. I don't know why we're playing conservatively. What do we have to lose here? I mean, we're already 1-5. What do we care? Like, let's throw deep. Let's go to Laviska Shenault. Let's mix it up. Let's go play action and throw deep. I mean, I just don't know why we're holding back. It feels like we're holding back with our play calling. So I don't know what's going on and you know, down there and, you know, on the ground. But I'm hoping that we can, you know, be more aggressive with our play calling. We'll have to give really good pass protection for Gardner Minshew, because, you know, the Chargers have Joey Bosa, powerful, really good defensive end. They had a really good showing against New Orleans, and New Orleans is a great football team, and they hung in there with them and played really well. I mean, it's just, we can't even beat the Lions at this point. I don't know. I'm hoping we get an upset. I'm going to try to remain optimistic, and I'm hoping, you know, we open up some holes and maybe Robinson gets going and the defense gets tired and we can kind of sneak something by him and maybe win by a touchdown or a field goal. But I don't know. I don't know the direction of this football team right now. I just don't. I can't tell you really where they're going or where they're headed. Maybe for tanking, but I don't know. Is it worth it, right? I mean, if the Jets get Trevor Lawrence, I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is in terms of draft picks. I would stick with Gardner Minshew. I mean, I feel like he can only get better. I just think he's surrounded by a toxic environment right now, a toxic coaching staff, a toxic front office. And I just worried that he's going to get corrupted. You know, and if you're going to draft a quarterback, I mean, you're Gardner Minshew. Like I've said this in previous episodes, you know, you might as well just try to get traded. If Gardner Minshew can't play or is not performing up to par, you can always go to Jake Luton, see what you have there, play the rookies, like I said. Maybe some good experience for Jake Luton. Maybe he goes out there and makes plays. Maybe he's the next guy. I'm not sure. Take that with a grain of salt, but I think right now we need to figure out what we have so we can kind of build for next year or build for the year after that as well. And playing Jake Luton may not be a bad idea at this point if Gardner Minshew can't, you know, make the plays, make the throws, and perform. So definitely some positives here going into the Chargers game in terms of, you know, people coming off of IR. Hopefully, you know, Avery Jones, Miles Jack, Jared Wilson, they play, but it's kind of up in the air. Again, I still don't know what's going on with this team in terms of injuries. It seems like nobody can stay healthy. I don't know if maybe they're just deciding not to play or if this whole season is kind of a wash for lack of a better word, because of COVID. You know, we may not have a full season, but you know, everybody try to stay positive. Hopefully good things will come. Stop by the live stream on Sunday, 4:30. We'll be live streaming the Chargers and Jaguars game. We'll have some fun, we'll have some laughs, and we'll watch the game and talk through it. So leave me a comment on the YouTube video or podcast episode. Let me know how you feel about this game. What do you think the score is going to be, whether it be you know, an upset or a blowout. Subscribe to the channel as always. Show your boy some love. Come by Twitter. Give me a shout out. First person to leave, as I say always, a full written review on my Apple Podcast page will receive a Jaguars podcast t-shirt or face cover. So just DM me after you leave the review and I'll shoot you a face cover or t-shirt of your choice. Stay safe, stay sane, stay healthy. Go Jags, and I'll see you next time. Let me get that JYD coming up with the big sack. Quarterbacks beware, we on the prowl. Game day, night, you could hear it in our growl. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing. Eating other teams live on TV front of the nation. Spectacular defensive scheme. This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel. So if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JaguarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.